Well, I got saved in 2008 in October, about 5 years ago. And at that time, the Lord had been dealing with me for about 3 months. I didn't know it was Him, but I was starting to have some thoughts about certain Bible verses. I grew up in the church. I would say I always believed, but never really believed for myself. So there wasn't really much to it. But anyways, I was 21 then. I'm 26 now. And I was sitting on my couch one day. I was alone in the house, just kind of considering the things that had been going on for the past 3 months, some verses. And one impression that night left upon me, the Lord was there in that room in such a way, dealing with me. And it seemed to me as if He was holding out His hand to me for the pardon of my sins. And I was sitting on the couch, and I got up and I thought, maybe, you know, I should give some time to think about this, consider what's, you know, put it off maybe, and just wait and see. And I got into my kitchen, and the thought kind of just dropped right into me that, you know, I may not have another chance for this. It seemed like the door was, I don't know what to say, closing so much, or it just seemed that, you know, if I pass now, who knows, I could be really, I would be scared. I didn't know if I would have another opportunity. So I sat back down on the couch, and the Lord was holding out to me this pardon, and it was sort of, there was a condition to it. It was that I was not to be my own anymore. I wasn't going to be living my own life. It was very clear to me that night that I was paid for, that I was purchased, and if I was to deny Him in that, then there would really, what would be the point of continuing living? So I accepted the pardon on those grounds, that I was not to be my own, and as it says in the Bible, I was bought with a price, paid for, fair and square. There was no way around it. It was done, and I accepted the Lord that night. And for about a year afterwards, I was sort of coming out of things. You know, I was going to a church at the time, and after I got saved, I hadn't been in it till then. And the Lord was leading me out of things here and there. And I could say that since then, it's been a continuous coming out of the world and coming out of the things I used to do, the associations I had, friendships, relationships, pretty much everything. It's been sort of shocking to me how I've came away from a lot of things. And I know definitely that Jesus has led me here to the camp. It seems like every step of the way, it was so clear to me that night, nothing, I was to have nothing but from His hand. And as He gave it to me, I was to have everything in Jesus. Whatever my life was to be from that night forward, it was to be the Lord's, and that was it. It was just settled, simply. So, that's how I got saved, and since then, He has provided everything for me. Absolutely everything I've needed in the world, temporally speaking, to continue to seek Him, and to love Jesus. As far as I'm concerned, that's why I'm here, to love the Lord and to find out His will, to continue seeking His will. I was studying a verse this week. It's in Revelation 4, verse 11. And it says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And the Lord really stuck that in me. On top of being bought with a price, it just, he so emphasized that to me, that for thy pleasure they are and were created. So I have no business doing anything, living it all to myself, to my own will, to what plans I have for my life, or what spiritual plans I had for my life. It's for his pleasure, whatever he should decide to do. That is what I surrendered to 5 years ago. And today, I believe, is the outward show of that. And I'm very happy to be here declaring it before the Lord and before everybody. Brother Ken brought up that one verse in Acts 27 where Paul says, whose I am and whom I serve. And that is also, the Lord has given me that verse, whose I am. He has made me to know in a number of ways after that night that I do definitely indeed belong to Jesus. He's led me into the class that I've been in, the fellowship that I'm in. He's made me to know that I'm his, through the Bible, through his presence, and through my leading, his leading me in life. And I'm thankful to the Lord for that today, because he's making me to see that there, outside of him, there is nothing, absolutely nothing. It says in the Bible, the end of those things is death. And I fully believe that. And it's been a love to the Lord, and I'm looking forward to what he has next, what's coming. And I'm really, to be quite honest, I'm not sure where I'll be going, or what spiritually where he's gonna lead me. But I know the calling of God is fellowship with Jesus, and it says God is faithful who hath called us. And I know without a doubt 100% that he's called me, and he's called me to be his entirely. I'm not to have any part of the world, or to belong to him, or to belong to the world or its spirit at all. It's to be the same as Christ. It has no part with me. And I love Jesus. So, that's it.
Praise God. Take these books. This will be our last song. And this is number 208. Song number 208. Leaving All to Follow Jesus. So we have some trumpet players, thank the Lord, and other brass instruments. Tim, Brother Petfield, Brother Tom, can you play for us as we march down to the beach? We're marching to Zion. We'll go out this door, and then we'll just follow down the road, and we'll gather on the beach. Let's stand and sing 208.
Thank you.
hey, trumpeters, can you help us? Let's keep in an attitude of faith.